Father, we want to open our hearts to your word. We need to hear from you this morning, Lord. And we invite you to speak to us. And stir many hearts. Future leaders. More future shepherds, deacons. Youth leaders. Children's ministry leaders. Small group leaders. Stir hearts here, Lord Jesus.
That
people would make decision to take your kingdom seriously. And to use their lives and leadership influence to disciple many. For your glory.
Amen.
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 They send us to come and bless you. But actually, we are more blessed to be here than what I can bless you. So just to be in this church is a blessing. Just to see what God is doing in Tana City. It enlarges my heart. It gives me a greater appreciation for this great God we are serving. When we sing that, we sing, we owe you everything, O God. We owe everything that we are, everything that we'll ever be. We owe it to the cross. We owe it to the blood of Jesus. We owe it to His grace working in our lives. Where would you be? Where would I be? Without the power of God. As I was standing there and worshiping with you, I felt that scripture coming to me in Isaiah 59. It says in the old translation, when the enemy come in like a flood, when the devil is trying to destroy, when things are falling apart in the world, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard. The Spirit of God will set a new trend. I used to think that standard is a wall. Like protecting God's people. But actually, that's not what it means. It says when the culture is like this, God will set a new standard. God will establish a different culture. He will raise up the kingdom. He will establish the authority of the name of Jesus. And He will wash men's minds and spirits. And He will put the righteousness of Christ upon us. And the Bible says righteousness will lift up a nation. Righteousness will change the direction that the devil had in mind. And suddenly we'll find ourselves in a different culture. You know, throughout history, wherever the gospel has gone, people were lifted up. Women's rights were lifted up. Women are not just the scroll up. What is that? Women are not second-hand citizens of the kingdom. Children are lifted up. Fathers are lifted up. Mothers are lifted up. Mothers. A whole society is lifted up. The work ethic is lifted up. Everything about humanity changes where the power of Jesus' blood is beginning to be manifest.
And
this morning it is such a privilege. For me and my wife, George and Charlene, we come as servants. And we just want to see what God is doing here. And we
want
to celebrate this great thing that God is doing in your midst. So I must have a scripture, otherwise you think I'm not preaching. So I'm
going to
read from 1 Timothy
3.
And I will read only one or two verses, but you can read the rest. Amen.
Amen.
I'll read one verse, then you read the other verse. We have an interrupter here this morning. He's not interpreting, he's interrupting. Paul says this, the saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer, he desires a noble task. This is such an amazing gospel. How many of you love the gospel of Jesus Christ? How many of you have got Bibles here? Do you read from your Bibles? A phone is not a Bible. I still believe in the real Bible. But thank God for the phones. But the amazing thing is God wants us to progress. God doesn't want us to remain where we are. There's something about the power of the gospel that it starts a revolution. It starts driving you.
God's
causing you to want to grow. It gives you a vision. It lifts up the scales from the eyes. And suddenly you begin to believe. Because the Holy Spirit quickens your mind. In some countries they've done studies. And they found that people born of the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit, the average is much better than people who were not born again. And I just believe those things. And here Paul is saying, if you aspire to be an overseer, you aspire to be a good thing. It's a noble task. Now it's true that not everybody is a leader. Everybody is a priest.
So
like Kim said, everybody is a priest. We all worship, we all serve. We all exalt the name of Jesus through our lives. But if God wants to do something in a community, God wants to change the culture, He raises up an Abraham and He calls him out and He says, I want you to build that city. He raises up a Moses or a David, or a Wilberforce, or a Midgley. I still remember the day when they made the announcement in Capital City Church in Pretoria. And they said Kim and Sue and Andy and Justin and Jeremy and Reese and Evan are going to Tanner City Church.
God called them.
And I cried. I really cried. Because I said, no, we need them there. We need them in Pretoria. What a wonderful family. Do you appreciate them? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You appreciate them. I want to salute you. I want to salute you for what God is doing through you. Because when God wants to do something, and I'm not saying they're the only one, there are other people I know.
But
when God wants to do something, He raises up a man. And He puts His anointing upon him. And He puts His call upon him. And He says, I want you to do something. What an honor it is for us to be here. To be used of God. Saying to you, Tuchu, Mera, Aiki, Mura.
Aiki.
I say Mera, Mura, same thing.
Namera, Namura.
You're desiring a noble task.
And
together we have walked, we have seen your ministry. I
want to
tell you, Tana City Church, if you don't look after them, we'll take them in highway.
Okay.
But it's an amazing the standard that God is setting for the leader. There's about 15 standards here, measurements. He must be above reproach. He must have only one wife. He must be sober-minded. He must be self-controlled. Must be respectable. He must be hospitable. Man, talk about hospitality. He must be able to teach. He must not be a drunkard. Must not be violent, but a gentleman, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his household well. He must, with all dignity, keeping his children under submission. And so forth. Why is it that God is setting such a high standard and expecting such a high standard from a leader? You almost feel it's impossible. We can't do it. But it's because God wants to do a great thing.
And
when God wants to do a great thing, He wants a good man. He wants a man that is without reproach. A man that somehow by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the grace of Jesus to walk in these things.
And
I think if we are here today, it's not that we are going to tell him to commission him. In some sense, we do that. But the truth of it is, it's God that does it. It's God that works in the heart. It's God that breaks the man's heart. And that's as we see how much we fall short. And we reach into the grace of Jesus. And we ask him to work a work in our lives. And Jesus finds a man that says yes to his call. Then he commissions.
There is no manira.
And we as leaders, as elders, we come to recognize And to publicly ordain what God has already done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you put on that slide for us? It'll take us too long to go through all of this, so I summarize it in a few brief, just in this one slide. See, the people in the New Testament church, they actually used the Old Testament as their
reference.
They had the apostles and prophets and teachers. And through the eyes of Jesus, through the eyes of the cross, they were looking back to the Old Testament
priest.
And they were trying to interpret what God had in mind right from the beginning.
And
if you read Exodus 29, you will read about the garments of the priest. Amazing picture that we see there. First of all, there's a turban on the head. The turban refers to the fact that we are under submission. A leader is not a leader in his own right. A leader is somebody that's under the government of Jesus Christ. He has authority, yes. But his authority is directly related to being in submission to the great high priest. Then they've got this ephod. It's a thing that hangs over the shoulders. And it's got six stones in front and six stones at the back. And it represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And it's carrying it right by on the heart. And it's hanging on the shoulders. Leaders got a great responsibility. And the leaders' hearts are for the people of God. I'm always afraid if I hear a man that says, I'm a prophet, but I don't care too much about the people. Beware of a prophet like that. Beware of that kind of prophet. The priest is the man, the leader is the man that you'll find on your knees. And he's on his knees and he's praying for the people. And he's carrying the people before Jesus. And we always say it in our church, if you don't pray for people, don't speak to them. Don't think you can counsel people or speak into their lives unless you carry them in your heart before God. Amen.
Amen.
We had a pastor in our old church. And there was a farmer in the church. How many farmers are here? Not many. But this farmer, his hands were very rough. And he greeted the pastor. And he said to the pastor, Pastor, your hands are very soft.
Pastor,
see my hard hands. So the pastor said to him, yes, but feel my knees. Feel my knees. He was spending his time in prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's another one that's the breastplate. It's an amazing thing in there was the Urim and the Thummim. Whatever it is. It's a stone that was there. If you ask God something, yes or no, then the stone will glow.
When does it glow?
When you ask for a question, yes or no? Maybe it's red and clear, I don't know. but it represents the prophetic. The leader is somebody that sees ahead. It's like Abraham. He was looking for a city with foundations. I don't know, sometimes if you hear Kim, you say, what is this man speaking about? But he's seeing something. He's seeing what God wants to do. And if you see a church like this, and they're beginning to move into the prophetic future for the people.
And
they become a prophetic church. And they begin to lead a whole nation. Because they set that standard of God in the community. It's fantastic. How many of you love the word? I've asked you already. Without this, we will never become a prophetic people. We will never measure up to what God is saying. We will never understand even what He's saying. So the breastplate is talking about the Word of God that is alive in our midst. And that's what leaders are there for, to help people, lead people into this. Then there's a waistband. There was a waistband around them. And you'll see, I didn't write anything there because I didn't know what it means. But this morning I felt something about that. You know, our loins.
The
center of being your stomach, it's like the seat of your emotions. It's when you feel upset, your stomach is having butterflies.
What are never mad sampe na we we marara oto marachip oto fa oto ne misi inamu mis papillon vya onatun chip.
If you're afraid, you get nauseous.
Refa matawa teno oto lasa marara mararar.
And I was feeling God saying to me that the waistband is like a leader has his emotions under control.
De oto ne amna lefe chip oto ne le ptar tia mife an lefe tsepundi.
He's not there one day and there the other day. And sometimes we have to hide our feelings. Because we are human beings. But somehow by the grace of God, He allows us to keep things together. I'll go on. Then there's the robe.
There are very missing the accounts.
A nice long robe.
Your accounts are fit for Natsara love.
Now I know in Africa and some places in the world, people love these external things.
Arfata jo ti afrika si anem tuera na sasani omzo tutul zo de tini ulla mitsure sa kaftafi velaniu.
I don't think that's so important what you wear and how you wear it.
Arna de sami achetu tsena manandanza lotan zavatanova nona fumba anova na walizia.
The only New Testament description about what we should wear.
Fani zavatatuka na mbara ni testamenta vavoni am nituku nu fitafzik.
Is that it should be decent.
It
should not be provocative. It should be glory to God.
And
I think the robe in the Old Testament was bringing a dignity. I praise God for the dignity that the Holy Spirit brings to people. I praise God for the dignity of a mother that's praying and believing in Jesus. The dignity of a father who leads his household. The dignity of a young child that stands up and say, I am not a nothing. I am a child of a living God. And by the blood of Jesus, leaders help people to find their identity and find their security and
dignity.
But the robe also was an example or a signal of the office.
Faiu fitafinu yanko nefa de manewa le toerana na hoe inona ny andraikin.
You see, the devil is trying to break down leadership in the church.
Hitanareo devolo miezaka mandrava ny fitariana eo amin'ny fiangonana.
His scheme is to smite the shepherd and then scatter the sheep. We have to be very careful. That we respect and honor the anointing of God on leaders. You know, David felt very ashamed when he even cut off just a corner of the robe of Saul. He said, may I never touch God's anointed. I think we're all anointed. All Christians are anointed.
And
we must be careful that we don't that we don't offend the anointing of God on people. But I do think there's a special anointing on the leader. May God lead this church to honor your leaders. To respect what God is doing in them. To pray for them. How many of you pray for Craig and for Kim? And for the other leaders who is there, and for Tank.
Firam naram vava kawan Craig, Achim, Tuzu, Tank.
10 people.
Fir. Full, wanak full.
May God stir something in your heart. If you've got a desire that God will move in this nation, and in this city, and in this church, pray for the leaders. I better move on quickly. I'm not going to spend time with this. There's the colors are important. Gold talks about the unchangeableness of God. Blue talks about the eternity, the divinity, the God. God put in every man, in every saint of God, a sense of eternity. We're not just living for this temporal. Then there's red.
The missing men.
And that's the humanity. We are human beings.
Manambara maulewesite de ulumbel.
A leader is a human being.
Niptarcha ulumbel.
But the grace of God is working in his life.
Fanfasovanandremanitra no miasa eo amin'ny
fiainana. So are all Christians.
Design Christiana rehetra.
Purple is a mixture between the blue and the red.
Le fulparasian de otrany eo anelanelan'le mena mena sy le manga manga.
Blue and red. And Paul is saying that we have this treasure in an earthen vessel.
Arpol dem teny zay de manana anty arena miafiny teo anatin'ty trano lay ety antany ty.
It's the God thing.
Le zavatra andriamanitra.
In a mere man.
Eo amina hoe olona tsotra.
God can use you today even if you're a mere man.
Ary andriamanitra afaka mampiasa anao.
God is using ordinary human beings.
Andriamanitra afaka mampiasa olona.
We are not little super holy people.
Sitia tsy hoe olona tsy
we are normal people, but there's a power working within us. And I'm praying that, you know what Paul says, when I come into a church, I don't want to see all the words. I want to see the power. I want to know that God is in your midst. I was so blessed this morning when I see the people of God worshiping and enjoying Him. May it be that you grow in strength from one place to another. The last thing about this leader is the tunic. It's a white garment underneath all the clothes. You see, that's the thing that is actually closest to you. And what it says is, it's the undergarment, it's the righteousness that we have in Jesus. We have no righteousness of our own. God doesn't call us because we're good people. God calls us because of the righteousness of Jesus that He clothes us with. We can lead because He has called us and He has made us capable to lead. Amen.
Amen.
Tutu.
Tutu.
What a privilege to stand with you. They've been in our house. We've seen them, we've seen their heart. They've ministered to us in Highway Church. And I just had this feeling that from this nation, God's going to raise up leaders. God's
going to
send them all over the world. God's
going to
help evangelize even the first world. And the third world. And even the third world. Because of the righteousness of Jesus. Because of the prophetic vision. Because of our heart for the people of God. And I just want to say, Kim, I thank you for inviting us. Thank you for letting us share in this honor.
Amen.
So Kim is going to lead us in that, but we'd love to just lay hands on you.
Tsika anatin'izay fa izay de hiaraka anatin'ny fametrahatanana.